More than 700,000 migrants have arrived on Europe's shores so far this year, and the flow shows little sign of slowing. The offer of asylum to hundreds of thousands of new arrivals by countries like Germany is morally wrong, argues Professor Paul Collier of the University of Oxford.
They're saying, if you can pay a crook to get on a boat, risk your own life and the life of anybody else you put on that boat, and then somehow scramble across to Germany, we'll let you into heaven. You'll get a job better paid than anything you could possibly have dreamed of in your life.
At the invitation of the Jordanian government, Collier is a regular visitor to the country's Za'atari refugee camp, which is hosting 80,000 Syrians. Syria's neighbours are hosting more than 4 million of its refugees.
So what we should be doing is providing dignity and security in the neighbouring countries where overwhelmingly most of the refugees are. It's much, much more sensible for Europe to take jobs to refugees than to try and bring refugees to jobs.
Collier says such an approach would prepare Syria for the eventual end of the conflict.
You incubate the post-conflict Syrian economy by providing havens not just for people, but for business. Within 10 minutes of the main refugee camp in Jordan, there's a huge empty industrial zone, all fully equipped with infrastructure, just waiting for businesses to go there.
As well as providing havens for Syrian businesses, Collier argues such industrial zones could attract outsourced jobs from Europe.
Germany has offshored masses of its activity to Poland. Perfectly possible for them to offshore it to Jordan.
Collier concedes such projects would require huge investment, but he argues the financial and human cost of the current approach will be much higher. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.